Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's your old buddy Rob. And I remember back in the day, Pony, there was a radio message board, and one of my favorite comments ever in the days of WJFK was, WJFK, question mark, that place is run by interns.
I really
found it to be high praise because although we put a great product out on the air, we had sort of a great intern community at WJFK.
They did, but they were also really, really cheap.
Yes, they were, and they loved the free labor.
Yes.
They'll pay you in credits. So I started as an intern, you started as an intern. Turn.
Yes.
And right now we are really in the golden age of Mike O'Mara Show interns, as we are joined in studio today by seven interns. Matt Dotson is here. Adam is here. Dan O'Brien is here. Adrian is here. Mac is here. Ashley is here. And Emmy is here. So today's show is entitled Internal Affairs. Now, the greatest thing you're going to hear all day, as soon as we run the show open, I'm done talking. I will run the board, and the interns will run the asylum.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right? So let's see how they do, and frankly, I'm optimistic.
I hope we still have jobs after this.
Yeah, well, we'll see. If not, maybe we can be interns.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, I need you for 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Okay.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the senior intern program?
No.
Really? We had a whole big conversation about it.
We did? Okay, remind me, seniors in high school or college?
No. Seniors in life, older people.
Hold on, what?
I told you I felt like we needed to do an outreach program. You definitely seem to be liking the idea, so I set it in motion. It's gonna be great.
You're hiring senior citizen interns?
There's been a ton of research on this, and the results are actually incredible. I mean, imagine having an intern with a lifetime of experience as opposed to somebody who spent the last 4 years of their life playing beer pong.
There's gonna be a couple of interviews today, Ben. We want to make sure that we both find the right fit. Business as usual is not really our motto, so we hope you have some fun here. This is the first time we're hiring senior interns, so some of our intern questions may not exactly fit your profile, but we're gonna go for it anyway, okay?
Fire away.
Okay, good. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Northwestern.
Hey, my brother went to Northwestern.
Probably not at the same time.
Probably not. He graduated in 2009.
Class of 65.
Wow. What was your major? Do you remember?
And after Northwestern, you went on to...
I went to work for Dex One.
Okay, and they made...
Phone books. I was in charge of overseeing the printing of the physical phone book. I did that for over 20 years. And before that, I was a VP of sales and advertising.
So, do they still make phone books? I mean, doesn't everyone just Google numbers?
Well, I believe they do, but before Google, that was how you got it.
Oh, no, yeah, I get it.
So, 40 years at the phone book company, that is amazing. Seriously. Okay, Benjamin. Now, I'm going to ask you one of our more telling questions for all of our interns, so I want you to, like, this is the one to really think about, okay, and take your time. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
When I'm 80.
Yeah, sure, yeah, whatever. Wait, did not realize you were 70. That question just doesn't work for you, does it? Should we just scratch that one and just move on?
It's your call, Justin.
Okay, that one's gone. You look great, by the way. So great. And you're clearly more than qualified for this job. You're actually, like, way overqualified. And we were so impressed. You had great interviews, great video. You nailed it, Ben. Congrats. You're an intern.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, it's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. You guys have made a great choice by listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
And welcome to Internal Affairs, in which the interns have the mics.
Are we sticking with that name? Is that the name we're going to stick with? Because I don't know if that's the best name to go with.
Is there anything better that we can think of right now?
I don't know, but I'm protesting it.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, so if we're going to protest the name, we have to think of something to replace it with.
Well, you were the one to ask if there was anything else, so did you have any ideas?
I was just asking if we're going to stick with that name.
Well, I think
doesn't
we're
exactly
kind of the
roll
B
off
team.
The tongue.
I think we're kind of the B team. Because Mike and them are the A team. We're the B team.
You know, let's just think B is a little generous. By the way, I'd be happy to graduate with a grade, honestly. Like, yeah. if we're the C minus team, I'm happy with that.
Let's just stick with the internal affairs then. I like that one.
I like to.
What?
Yeah, there we go.
Let's just stick
bring it all the way around. Wow. Thanks a lot, Diego. I'd like
Where
to thank
stance.
I'd like to thank Mike O'Mara. I'd like to thank Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy for giving the interns this opportunity to do this show. I know we've wanted to do something like this for a long time. I know it's even been requested by the listeners, and I think there's not a better time to do it. It was requested once in the mailbag, I remember. Okay. So I think there's not a better time to do it than right now when we have two brand new interns in the room, which are Emmy and Adam. And I guess I'm happy to be welcoming them onto our little family.
I guess.
What a warm welcome.
It's nice. You know, I'm just saying, welcome to the family. I remember when I first came on about a year ago as an intern, my welcoming committee was Mac.
Yeah.
And it was less than gracious. Oh, Rofo didn't look at me for like the first 2 months.
I'm scared to look at Rofo.
I think Mike knew me better than Rofo did for most of the summer. But it was a little tense the first time that I met Mac. He seemed really upset that I was here. Like, I think he was coming in by himself on those days, so he was really pissed.
He was jealous.
That there was another guy in the room. And I remember when I started and I first started coming on the shows, about a week in, I got home and I saw a friend request from Adrian Garcia, another intern, another guy I looked up to. Adrian Garcia, the nicest guy I've ever met.
Amen.
I could kill his whole family.
Amen.
I could kill his whole family in front of him, and I'd still come into work the next day and be like, Datsun!
Preach, brother, preach!
So I thought, okay, I'm starting to befriend these guys, and so I sent Mac a request, and I said, hey man, I'm still new, it was good to meet you, do you have any advice? And I think he said something along the lines of, pay attention during the show. That was his words of wisdom to me during the program.
I say this to every intern, is the one thing that you need to know is that Mike is always right. That is the number one rule that every intern should know, because I learned this in my very first week when I started with, I started with Josh that far back. Yeah, the ending of Josh, but I realized, always know, Mike is always right.
Are you listening, Dan?
I've never criticized Mike, so that's not a problem for me.
Dan, what was it like when you first met Michael McIntosh? I'm interested on his first impressions with everyone in the room.
Well, it's funny you ask, because I remember distinctly the first time I met Mac was during the Christmas party,
right.
Actually. him and I hadn't really talked to each other, so I saw him, and I wasn't really sure if he was an intern or not, because he just wasn't really talking much, and there was a lot of food there. There was a lot of great food, but all he was doing was just eating off of the salad platter that they had.
That was
they had a good salad platter.
And touching the thermostat, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that was a big thing that we talked about.
I touched her once. It was touched twice.
Even
someone else
touched
it.
That's what she said.
But yeah, that was basically it.
Adrian, what about you? I know you and Mac go back a little bit longer. You guys have been here the longest out of all of us.
It's been so long. I honestly do not remember what my first impression of Mac was, but I have no idea why we're even talking about him. Why does he get all this attention?
we're not letting him talk. Not yet.
A senior intern.
He doesn't know that.
Senior intern. You're going to put that on your Vistaprint cards?
He has tenure status.
We're going to change the name of the show to Mac and the Interns.
Tenured Mac.
Yes.
We're off to a great start.
Yep.
I'm killing it, I think. I'm doing great. I'm having lots of fun. I don't know about you guys.
You keep thinking
I feel like if you have to say I'm killing it, you're not killing it. Come
I
on.
Think I am, though.
Step it up.
I just want to know, Mac, are we friends?
Matt Dutton.
I guess not, because you don't know my goddamn name.
I'm pronouncing every syllable perfectly. Matt Dutton.
Yes.
We are friends.
Oh, good. I'll step out. I'll let my parents know. It's been troubling me for a year. It just seemed like you were a little off-put by me for most of our interactions. I know I'm a little more gregarious than you are, but...
What does that mean?
It means that I'm friendly and I like to talk to people.
Oh, I thought you were Catholic.
No. Far from it, my friend. You know, we would be like folding t-shirts at the live show. We'd be interacting on Facebook. I always tell you, I am your biggest fan because I am a fan of Mac.
I have heard that before, yes. That you are my biggest fan.
I promise not to talk, but explain why you're a fan of Mac.
I can't. I don't think I can explain it. I remember he walked into the room for the first time, and I said, that's Mac.
Was I wearing an orange shirt?
That's the end. You're always wearing an orange shirt. I don't know why you would ever question that. But, you know, it's just like when I walked into the room for the first time and I met Ponyboy, or when Oscar walked into the room for the first time. It was just another personality of the show that I had come to know just by listening. And it was, I thought it was going to be great to meet you in person, and I was wrong. But it was a great moment in my head while it lasted until we got to that point.
I think one of Mac's appeals is that he's an intern, but he's also one of the few interns that can give the guy shit, you know? Like, he's not afraid to give guys shit. He's not afraid to give Mike shit. He's not afraid to give Rob shit. He's not afraid to give Oscar shit.
I am afraid to give Mike shit.
Yeah, but definitely
as
not
everybody
Oscar,
should
though.
Be. Oscar, yeah. Oscar's easy.
So, yeah, he's one of the few interns. He's, like, might be the only intern that's not scared to.
Did you hear that? Oscar's
fighting
easy.
Words.
It's masturbation at this point when he comes in and talks trash to Oscar.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's something Mac knows a lot about, masturbation. So, yeah, he relates to that very well.
Shock jock.
Yeah.
Great.
It's the morning zoo here with Dotson and Diego.
Well, I remember when Ashley first came on, she seemed to take to Mac a lot more than the rest of us did. And why? Did you view him as sort of like someone that you needed to take under your wing?
She's a lesbian.
No.
Socially.
Well, no, what you see is I collect weirdos as my friends. And I came into the studio when I saw Mac. And my first thought was, that guy. That guy's weird. He's going to be my friend. We're going to hang out. And I invited him to my not birthday party.
The Halloween party.
The Halloween party. And where he was equally as weird, and now we're friends for that.
The one with the
Ashley,
mole.
Can you tell me about one of these weirdos that you collect?
There's a couple.
Name three.
Okay, there's one that threatened to bomb the school.
Oh, that was me.
Oh.
No.
Come on, Mac. Not here.
There is my friend who is studying memes right now at Brown University.
Wow.
That is his major. And
shocker.
That's minor.
And then
there's Mac.
Yeah, then there's Mac.
No, I need a third.
Okay. We need a third? No, I gotta think of
you
these
said
people.
You have a collection.
I
Having
do.
Three is not a collection.
Oh, I have far more than three.
So are you like, is it like Pokemon, you catch them all? What do you do with it?
I'm gonna find all the different kinds of weird. My favorite kind of weird is the ones that like end up at the anime and the like comic book conventions.
Yeah. What's a sexy kind of weird?
Any girl who's wearing a Poison Ivy out, like, cosplay.
I can dig that.
Is that, okay, so not That's actual cool. Poison Ivy.
Okay, but if actual, she came up to me, I'd be terrified.
Okay, so Poison Ivy's a character then?
Yes.
All right, cool.
No, but people who dress like her?
Yeah.
Ah.
And just like Pokemon, she shows up to arenas and makes them fight other weirdos belonging to other people. And as far as I know,
it's like
Mac is undefeated. Mac's a champion.
Yes.
He's my star Pokemon.
Yeah, all those orange sweaters. It's not because he likes orange. He's hiding scars underneath there.
How about the new kids on the block, Emmy and Adam? What were you? I mean, you guys are like brand new. So I think Emmy is just meeting Mac for the very first time.
Yep.
What do you think of this so far?
Well, he seems. I mean, he introduced himself to me, which
really?
Is very gentlemanly.
You didn't do that to me.
Shocker. Yeah, it was very nice.
For Mac, that's a plus.
Yeah,
Happens once in a lifetime.
That was just one introduction. That's it. No more.
It's good so far.
I'll be in the corner.
Adam Driver, what about you?
Actually, Mac was the one to guide me through my first day. So, and you know, he showed me where the trash was.
No wonder Mike yelled at you.
Yeah, I was just saying, no wonder Mike yelled at you. Yeah,
Mac was very good trash.
No, but Mac, you know, Mac's a quiet guy, but he was really helpful and you know, showed me the ropes and continues to show me the ropes.
But how do you really feel though?
You see, I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting to know Mac better.
It's not too much to look
you
forward
will
to.
Find much disappointment.
Well, Mac has my admiration and even a little respect.
Yeah.
Which is more than I can say for Dan.
Oh, wow. Now, why is it personal between you and Dan, Dotson?
Well, this was never brought up on the show, but
let's air it out.
Well, I don't know if I should admit this because it might make me look bad. I trained Dan O'Brien in radio.
Well, that's why Mike yelled at Dan then.
Yeah, I was about to say. So Dan was on my college radio station 2 years ago. He came to me and told me he wanted to do a political talk show. And at the time, I was program director. So I actually showed him the ropes to do a radio show.
Just so you know, Rob took a gun to his throat.
I did not do that, Rob. Okay. We have very nice space. It would ruin the carpet. And so I guided Dan through, I guess, his senior year in college doing his radio show. And off air, we said, I've been searching for his practice recordings for the better part of a year to bring them in and play on air. And they have mysteriously disappeared from WGMU's databases. Do you have anything to say about that, Dan?
I admit nothing. and I'm sticking to that story. I'm just glad that you can't find anything, because some of that stuff is going to be good blackmail.
Oh, and another question. How did you originally find out that the Mike O'Mara Show was hiring interns?
From
you.
Oh, this would be a fun story.
Mm. Yes, if I recall correctly, I sent an email out to our listserv, and Dan had already graduated college, but I forgot to delete him off of our mailing list. And so it was some accident. I don't want to call it an act of God, because I have more faith in him than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just by sheer accident that Dan ended up on this program.
I'm not surprised that you didn't delete me, because honestly, I'm just easy to forget.
I was lazy.
See, that's a good topic right there, how we found out about the internship. For me personally, I used to hang out at the bunker where Oscar and Chad would do the show, Big O and Dukes. And I would just linger there, you know, not be a dick, not be a creep. And one day I would just like, yo, Oscar, I heard you guys are looking for interns. Let me slide up in there. Let me slide up in them DMs, you know? So I sent Ponyboy an email. What was that, Ashley? What was that?
What? I didn't hear that. I didn't say nothing.
They laughed. You said something. And they laughed. So you said something.
I think she found another weirdo to collect.
Oh, there goes Dan.
So you hit a Ponyboy to get involved.
I was like, yo. I didn't say yo, but I was like, hey, can I, you know, interview for an internship here? And he said, yeah, stop on by. And I remember it was the dead of summer, like really, really hot.
Yeah.
And I come in with all this clothes with like long sleeves, like long
pants. You wearing them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course I was wearing them.
You said you came in with these clothes.
Like, it's not the Goodwill.
You had
it's
a like box of donations for Ponyboy.
Well, I mean, that's what Ponyboy requests when he does interviews with us. He requests a box of donations. Yeah. So he can write it off on his taxes.
I remember I wore a suit for my interview too, and I just remember walking in and seeing the guys in the studio. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Here. Everyone here is so
casual.
Talking
about the suit.
I heard about this internship because I know Oscar's carpenter.
What?
I'm neighbors with this carpenter. Knew this.
Also known as the mole.
And or Tone.
Tony Tone.
Oh, he's such a great guy. But I came into the interview and I was wearing like a pantsuit. I was looking like Hillary Clinton. I was ready. And then I look over and I see Mac in an orange sweatshirt and sweatpants.
Yep.
And I felt like a schlub.
But the good thing is all you guys actually had them remember your interview. When I showed up, they forgot.
That's true.
Didn't that explains so much.
Yeah.
Didn't you write like a personal narrative essay about it and read it on air?
I did. Yes.
Oh, man, that was good.
I showed up because I think I'm the only one left who actually interned when we were still at Mike's house. So I showed up on the day that Pony said I should show up. Circled the block a couple times, found no cars nearby, so I was wondering what was going on. Took the courage, came up to the door, knocked on the door. Mike answered it saying, "What do you want?" He thought that I was some salesman going door to door, and I'm interning for your show. And he invited me in, told me, gave a call to Pony and Rob saying, "Oh, you guys fucking forgot that we have an intern interview today." And then pretty much just instantly gave me the job, and it was their history from there.
Yeah, from what
downhill
I understand, from what I understand, sent the boys a manifesto of sorts.
I remember something. I actually recently listened back to that old show, my first show, but I don't remember any manifesto.
And from what I understand, when the way Mike greeted you, he says the same thing before we do the show every day when we just try to call him. What do you want?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Man, it's been a roller coaster of a ride so far, talking about somewhat of a rivalry between some of us.
I'm still in line waiting for this roller coaster. What are you
still
talking
in
about?
Line? Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for this thing to take off.
You have to be this tall to ride the roller
coaster. Hey, Rob. Hey, no microphone for Rob. I said you weren't talking.
I'm not talking.
I'm surprised he didn't lunge across the table for Diego's microphone just to get that quip in.
He was pretty close. I've never seen Rob move that fast before.
God. I have a question for you guys. I originally wanted to talk about this on the regular show and get advice from the hosts, from Mike and Rob and Oscar, but I think it might be even better to get this advice from people my age, because you guys are more likely to be in a situation that I'm in. So my roommates and I just moved into our very first townhouse in the city of Fairfax.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Right on the line of Fairfax and Burke. So we're not living in the city. We're not living on campus. We are in a residential neighborhood. And we've been living there just over 2 weeks. And for some reason, our neighbors hate us.
Because you're basically kids.
I resent that.
Dude, look at you, man. You look like you're 15, and you're living on your own.
I do not look like I'm 15. Coming from 16. You.
Okay, hey, whoa.
Diego, just because you have facial hair does not make you look like an adult.
Some would beg to differ, Dodson. Some would beg to differ.
I'm putting 5 on Diego over here. I'm
putting 5 on Diego for what?
For your guys' battle royale.
Okay.
Are we fighting now?
Dodson, I got 10 on you.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Make me proud.
And, you know, I always bet on you when you're in the weirdo arena.
Thank you. So your neighbors hate you.
So I don't understand, because about 2 months ago when I was looking at the house, I actually knocked on their door and I said, hey, we're thinking about renting here. Have you ever seen someone live here before?
Have you ever seen someone live here before?
Well, I wanted to make sure that the landlord was legit, because he says he only rents to students, and we found him just on a website. So I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't shafting us.
Okay.
And they were really nice. They said, yeah, it's normally college students, and we've never really had much problem. And yeah, he charges a little much. Yeah. But they were really kind, and I shook their hands. I said, hey, well, I'm Matt. I think we're going to be moving in here in a month. And so I was looking forward to being friends with our neighbors. I think this was like a huge step into being adults.
Well, everyone wants to, you know, go to their neighbor's house and drop off like a plate of cookies, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be moving in next door. Let's barbecue one of these days. Let's get together, you know, and, you know, do neighbor stuff.
Celebrity they most resemble.
Celebrity they most resemble. That's a classic, Mac. I only met the woman, Kate Hudson.
Whoa.
She's not bad. She's older. She's probably in her late 30s, early 40s, but she's not bad.
Text me your address later.
Yeah,
I'll
stop by. I will. Anyone's welcome. Anyone's welcome to come by except Mac. We can't allow for any violence to occur in our house. So, like, we move in 2 weeks ago, and the way the parking works is there's numbered spaces, and between the numbered spaces, there's unnumbered spaces in front of the townhomes. And from what we understood, there was one unnumbered space that also kind of belonged to us next to our numbered space. So my roommate parks his car to start unloading his stuff into this house that we have just leased for the very first time. And within 5 minutes, there is a note on his car, presumably from these same neighbors, saying, this is our guest spot. Please do not park in this guest spot anymore. Please park in your own guest spot. And I was like, that's kind of strange. They were so friendly before. Why wouldn't they just knock on our door? Also, we're moving in and out of the house constantly with all this stuff. Why wouldn't they just come up to us? And so it was just a little strange to get that tick. Yes, Ashley.
So they waited for you to be gone in the house to leave a passive-aggressive note in your car.
From what I understand, now, flash forward 2 weeks later, this past weekend, I come home from the grocery store. And so we assume, oh, our guest spot must be the unmarked space on the other side. I come home from the grocery store, and guess whose car is parked in what is supposedly our guest spot? These fucking neighbors. And I bust into the house, and I'm like, guys, you gotta get down here. You gotta see this. You gotta see this car right here. They are liars. They are lying bastards. They're liars, and they're assholes. And for some reason, they wanted to leave this passive-aggressive note instead of knocking on our door, which I would have been happy to speak with them about it, but now they're parking. So it's a lie. There is no such thing as a guest space. If the spot's unmarked, you can park there. Now, I'm just trying to figure out what has warranted this animosity, because I even do the thing where I'll do the wave if I'm passing them on the street. You know, we're driving by each other. They have, like, kids and stuff. I'll just do the wave. Not like a really exaggerated wave, just a twist of the hand and nothing. They don't even look at me. They won't make eye contact with me, and I'm trying to understand where this came from, because we're not even loud. We all work. We're all leaving the house at the same time they are to go to our jobs. And I don't understand where it all went wrong.
The only thing I can think of is that in the past they've had a really bad neighbor, like a really bad experience with a previous neighbor, and they're taking it out on you for some reason.
Four girls that lived in the house before us, and that was like 9 months ago.
Girls can be nasty and loud and annoying.
So they have two guest spots then?
No, there's no such thing as a guest spot.
Oh.
The guest spot is a lie.
I'm so lost then. All right.
The cake is a lie.
Adam, what's up?
Do you think that they watch...
I'm sorry, I'm going.
Do you think that they watched the movie Neighbors recently and they got an influence from that?
Okay.
That so are you the Zac Efron in this role?
No, none of us are like that. None of us look like Zac Efron.
That's a lie. Zac Efron.
You look just like Zac Efron.
Bullshit.
Come on, like let's put your hair on that hat, wave it around a little bit.
That's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
It's not
that.
A compliment.
Ashley, there was just there was one occurrence, and it was after the parking incident, after the note. So I guess this could have something to do with it. Now that I think about it, about a week in,
glad we could help
the people in. Hey, Mac, I'm just wondering, you know, because some people are living on their, not everyone's still living with their parents. Mac is really what I'm trying to say. But there was one night where my roommate had his girlfriend over and her friend over to get drunk, apparently, because that's what college kids do, from what I hear.
Allegedly.
And they get drunk enough where I guess the girlfriend and the friend are talking about something really emotional. And so they decide that they're going to go on a walk and they just leave the house. And I'm just on my phone. I'm like, man, this is great. They're finally gone. I can watch my cartoons in peace. And all of a sudden, my roommate, her boyfriend, just slams into the room and he's like, where'd they go? Where'd they go? And I can say this. He doesn't listen. He doesn't care that I do this, that I have this internship. He is a son of a bitch when he's drunk. And I'm like, I think they went on a walk. And he goes, what? And he starts like going in and out of the house, slamming the door at midnight. Now, I'll say this. This is on the weekend. But he starts slamming the door. And I'm like, and my roommate who had to get up to work on a Saturday, he lives in the basement, and I see the light turn on, and I hear him start to come up the stairs, and I go to the stairs and say, don't come up here. It's bad. He's a problem. And I ran upstairs, and I got in bed too. But pretty soon, like 30 minutes later, it's 12:30 in the morning. What I'm doing is I'm hiding. I'm hiding from what is about to go down. I hear them outside the house, like screaming at each other. And I realize, oh man, this is so much worse than I thought it was going to be. So they're like yelling at each other outside the house. And I had to text him. I'm like, dude, you have to shut up because they can hear. If I can hear you in my bedroom because I sleep in the front, then everyone else can hear you. So I guess that could have something to do with this problem. But do you really think that warrants them completely ignoring me?
Dude, who the fuck cares, man? Like, so you have crappy neighbors. That's, like, that's who doesn't, you know?
It would bother me.
This coming from somebody who lives with their parents.
So, I mean, what does that do with anything? If you have crappy neighbors, why would you want to be friends with them?
Your roommates still have to love you at the end of the day. Just bring them a big thing of cookies and they'll get love over
him,
themselves. Though.
They hate him. They leave notes on his car for no reason.
Dan O'Brien, you're close to my age. You're a young white man. You live by yourself. How do your neighbors act around you?
I really don't talk to my neighbors, honestly. I live in a house near George Mason University.
Okay.
So I'm in the general area, but I had a question for you. Do you plan on living where you're living now for a long time?
Through our lease, through April.
So for about a year?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think it's the end of the world if you don't really have a close relationship with your neighbors then.
I don't want to be close with
them. He wants to have sleepovers with them, watch movies, Netflix and chill, have popcorn, but have barbecues at the back, play slip and slide. He wants to do all that stuff with his neighbors, and he's upset.
What? This isn't the 90s. You don't do slip and slide.
Sorry, you slip and slide.
What?
What? God, how the hell are you talking
about? What are you talking about?
Welcome to the first and last intern show, everybody.
I do not want to be friends with my neighbors.
Well, you're mad, though. I think you need to have some chamomile tea or something.
What? After the show, I'm worried about being friends with any of the other interns.
So have you parked in that disputed spot since?
Oh, yeah. Since then, I'm like, screw you. I'm going to park wherever
and
I want.
They had no complaints.
No.
That's why they hate you.
No, but we're allowed to park there.
Yeah, but they have it in their head that that's their spot, so they hate you for it now because you're parking in their spot.
Should I knock on the door and reintroduce myself? Maybe they forgot who I was.
No. Eh. Leave them cookies or food because people like food. People are fat.
And then poison them.
Also, if the dispute continues, you can rap battle them and then win the spot in their respect.
What?
Mac, how are your rapping skills?
Whoa.
Subpar.
Can I recruit you for that?
Yo, someone drop a beat. I'm serious. Let's do this.
No.
Let's do it. Shut down.
There is not enough alcohol in the world to get me to rap battle right
Palms
now.
Palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy. Oh. There's vomit on this sweater already.
Just Mom's
spaghetti.
Someone else's rap.
Mom's Mac,
spaghetti.
For the first time ever, I agree with you.
Also, Eminem. Terrible choice.
All right, first of all, who's ever been in a rap battle? All right, never mind.
No one?
Me.
Never mind.
Why
never
did also, you, for everybody that's listening that's and can't see, Ashley was the on only corners. One to raise her hand.
Yes.
Out there in radio world, radio land.
I
Hello,
wonder what that's
it's
like.
Diego speaking to you from radio land.
Sure,
from the Mike O'Mara Show studio.
On every street corner.
Here's what I want to do. Can we sort of act out what my reintroduction with the neighbors would
Why
be like?
Though?
So, yeah,
can
Ashley,
I play the neighbors?
Could you please be the woman who lives next door to me?
Remember, you're Kate Hudson now.
Background, you have 17 cars, and you have like 4 kids. It seems like there's a new kid every time I see them.
So, kids.
And a husband who never smiles.
All right, put the booze away, Ashley. Calm down.
So, all right, so you'll be next door in a townhome in Fairfax. So I guess I'll just come on.
Who is it?
Hi, this is I'm your next door neighbor, Matt. We met about a month and a half ago. We thought about leasing this house, and we ended up living here. And
so
I just wanted to say,
you're the douche that keeps parking in my spot.
From time to time, yes.
How dare you be parking in my spot?
I mean, we all have full-time jobs, and we're just parking where available.
I have a job,
available.
Too. I take care of all these kids. I hate my husband and my life. Go back to where you're from.
I live here.
Now she's from Minnesota.
Go back to your apartment.
The lease was for a year. I can't get out of it now.
Sucks.
Man, this is going
what
a lot
happened?
Worse than
what just happened?
I don't know.
Right
there.
That's her accent went from like Valley Girl to Minnesota for just a half a second.
Hang on, Mrs. Neighbor. Here comes your child, Mac. How's he doing?
Oh, hey, watch it. Watch.
Hey, little Mac.
I'm not doing that. No,
Mac.
It's Mini Mac.
The TMOS players, everybody. We're all thespians here. Thank you.
And scene.
Yeah, I'm just not going to talk to them.
No, don't talk to them. Forget about them. Ignore them. Just move on. You're there until April. Dude, who cares?
Yeah, I agree with Diego. I mean, you seem like a pretty busy person, and it seems like your roommates are pretty busy, too.
Yeah, it's their problem, not yours.
I think it might be great to have a good relationship with your neighbors, but it's not necessarily something that you need, especially when you're this young, and you're probably only going to be living there for a year, probably not much more.
That's fair.
I came up with the only reasonable solution to this problem.
Mm. Okay.
If they keep being a dick, just leave a box of tampons on their door and they'll start feeling better.
Whoa. Jesus.
I really appreciate your... and Ashley, I'm going to keep in mind forever that you think that I look like Zac Efron, and that will always have my opinion, you know, heightened towards you. That's a terrible idea. And I'm not going to do that. Speaking of Ashley, she's been taking pictures all day. Are you posting them to Facebook?
No, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
You're like the social media queen. You were adding everyone earlier, and you came in talking about social media, right?
Oh, I love social media. The funny thing is I never spend any time on my social media anymore. It's all like, oh, Facebook page, oh, Snapchat, Facebook page, Snapchat. I get Snapchats from people all the time now.
What is because you have Facebook or Snapchat handle?
It is, I believe it's the TMOS Snap.
But it's under your name, though. It's under the name Ashley, which
yeah,
is why you start
I can't
getting
get
the
it
snaps.
I can't get it to not say Ashley, but it's for the...
Hey, Ashley?
Y'all are mean.
So, from what I understand, Ashley has a list of Facebook posts mm-hmm. by all of the hosts of the Mike O'Mara Show. And am I correct there?
You are.
What?
So, you want to take it away from here?
Heck yeah. So I wanted to play a game with y'all if you guys are prepared. This game is called Who Said It?
Wait, so these are Facebook posts that each host of the show has posted on Facebook?
Not necessarily yes. a host, just anybody, interns in general.
Okay. Also includes all the interns as well.
Yeah, don't worry. Okay. If it's your post, I won't ask you about it. That'd be too easy.
Personalities
I'm not
that nice. Of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
On internal affairs.
Ooh.
Those internal affairs.
It's I still don't like it.
Well,
let's go with
like
it. Keep going.
What?
I'll point out that Rob just flipped me off.
I've seen more middle fingers fly across this room than I ever have in my entire life during this taping. All right,
you know,
so
in the first 30 minutes.
Let's play the game.
Okay, hang on. I am bad with phones.
All right, while she's doing that, you know what I love about Ashley snapping? I'll be logging into my personal Snapchat, and I'll see what the show has posted, and then there are random snaps of me just eating, like, my honey bun right in the corner. I was like, what? When did this happen?
That's
code.
She wasn't even
right?
there.
I don't know.
My favorite is to do Pony because he always gets so uncomfortable.
My favorite's to do Pony too.
Three.
All right.
Let's do
I
this.
Will start with Emmy.
Yes.
Who said it? My renowned film professor hates Tom Cruise, and I can't stop interrupting the lecture to make Tom Cruise references. Somebody please come and stop me before it's too late.
Well, everyone knows Rob's still in college, so...
Yeah, wait. It has to be someone in college with the film professor.
And Oscar's getting that second business degree.
Would it be Matt?
No, you are wrong.
Oh.
Really? I thought that was Dotson.
I thought it was Matt.
Nope. Oh, Matt.
That was
Matt?
Me.
Oh, that Matt.
Dotson, yes.
Dotson, yes.
That's
you're
Matt
right.
with a C.
My bad.
And that's it's Matt okay. with a T.
I was thinking Matt.
I was
Bloom.
Pretty sure I had posted that. Yeah, that was a good class. All right, moving on.
All right. For you, Matt.
Dotson, please.
Dotson.
Let's avoid the confusion.
Yeah. No more confusion.
Let's
right.
call you Zach.
It's Dotson.
I'm not weird. I'm limited edition.
Okay. I'm not weird. I am limited edition.
That sounds like Dan O'Brien.
That sounds like Mike O'Mara.
No. Definitely not me, because I am weird.
I'm going to say that was you, Ashley.
That's right. Are you stalking me?
I think it's the other way around.
That was good.
Oh, all it was right. a different Ashley, though.
No, it
what?
Was me. It was yes. me. All right.
Calling back.
On to you, Adam. All right. It's my last day here, and the only family member who would take a photo of... It's my last day here, and the only family member who would take a photo with me was the dog.
Oh. Who could that be?
Is you running the board right now?
I like the noises.
Come on, Adam.
I'll go with Rob.
Incorrect.
What about people who have dogs?
All right.
Rob has a dog.
Dan, yes. You have a chance to
sweet
steal.
Sweet boy Linus.
Oh, so it's the same. Ooh.
Can you read it one more time, Ashley?
Okay. It's my last day here, and the only family member who would take a photo with me was the dog.
Let's reverse engineer this. What could the last day be? Like last day of school? Well, last day of life?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were getting intellectual
with
this.
Can you imagine Mike?
On their last
can
day
you imagine
life,
Mike, taking
show.
A, Mike taking a picture with Beluga and Frankie before he goes on the table and they get surgery? Beluga, hold still.
It's his last day in those hips.
You guys are getting a little sneak Wrong. Peek to what Adrian says before every show, and it's just those
I
weird
kill it every
out,
day.
Of the, out of the weird comments that he just comes up with that don't
I
make any
it.
Sense.
We right. need a guess.
Dan O'Brien, time is up.
Okay, I don't know if this person has a dog, but I'm just going to take a wild guess. I'd say Mac.
No, false. It is Emmy.
It was
yes.
me.
Wow, I knew right. it. That was my third guess.
Adrian, this is a pretty easy
your
one.
First right. guess.
I believe in you.
All right,
okay.
Let's see.
Quote is, "Fuck it."
Whoa.
Zang.
Whoa. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, I have to think of someone that says Zang a lot. So who could that be?
That's definitely a Mac thing.
Yeah, it's definitely Mac. I've heard him say that a few times.
I've never said that word. Mac, if you had a catchphrase, what do you think it would be?
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Mac's got the full bush soundbite. That's his catchphrase,
full bush,
right?
Yeah.
I thought it was Mom. I'll be done
or
in a minute. My final answer for that question, Ashley, is Mike O'Mara.
It is correct.
Thank
it is
you.
Mike O'Mara. All right. Now, for Mac.
Yes.
Does this romper make my ass look big?
Not Mike. Mike would never say, would even mention a romper.
Are you
I
sure?
thought you said you wouldn't ask questions of things we posted themselves.
Stumped
I worded that right, really right. badly, but you guys got the gist.
Okay, thank you.
Come on, Mac.
I am going to say Rob.
That is correct.
Yes.
Hey. Wow.
Very nice.
I knew great. I saw Rob at the Nordstrom looking at rompers.
That's an
Do
image
have time
that's
for another
gonna
round?
Haunt my dream.
All
yeah,
right.
let's keep going.
So we are back to Emmy.
Yes.
I just ran out of candy. It's nice to see. It's nice to see the kids still go out on Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Would that be Mike?
No. All right. It is your turn to steal.
So let me double check. I just ran out of candy. It's still nice to see the kids go out on Halloween.
It's nice to see the kids go out on Halloween.
But it's prefaced with I ran out of candy.
Yes.
Okay. There's no way that Dan O'Brien or Adam Driver or Emmy hands out Halloween candy. I don't think you do either, Ashley.
These are bold assumptions.
Thank you.
Well, I don't think it was you. Mac is afraid to answer the door, so I can't imagine that would be him. Ponyboy?
False.
Not Ponyboy.
Oh, man. All right.
What's the answer?
Turn to steal,
no, it's up to Adam.
Oh, okay. We're still stealing.
Oh, I know who it is.
Any of these things that you say make me question what I've posted on Facebook. So I'm like, I haven't handed out candy, but did I? I don't know.
Anytime now.
Who's it going to be?
Dan
O'Brien.
Is it Dan O'Brien? No, it's not Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien.
Same question?
Time to guess.
I'm going to guess Oscar.
Correct!
It
is Oscar. Because Mike and Rob are not going to run out of candy, and none of us are old enough to get it.
Rob ran out of candy, so he's just started giving the kids the little liquor bottles, too.
All right. On to Adrian, the next one. Jumping butterballs! Exclamation point.
What? That's it?
That's it. That's the whole thing.
No, nothing else. No picture underneath that.
Nope.
Can you read some? No, okay.
That's all of it.
How many people like that post? That might help.
No, that could give it away.
21 people reacted. 17 people commented.
Oh, okay, so it can't be any of the big guys.
Hey.
You know what I mean.
What?
They're like that. Like, I mean, you know, like the
big
three.
They have their misses every now and then.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big miss.
Can you answer?
That's no big miss. That's my wife.
What? For the love of God, answer the question.
I'm sorry.
He is so hot. I can hear the subscribers stopping.
Or growing. It has to be one of us, so I'm going to go with jumping butterballs. That's so lame. Who would say that?
It's kind of a hit.
Jesus, I'm going to go with you, Ashley. You said that?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Going with the lame. I'm going with Rob.
That is correct.
Yes. Good guess, Matt.
If you think of lame, think of Rob.
All right.
Exactly. I didn't want to hurt his feelings
anymore.
I just got
one more.
That's deflection by
Matt.
And
I'm going to go to Emmy.
Yes.
And that is, geez, what a vivid dream. No more fast food before bed.
Hey, Emmy. Hi, Emmy.
Don't give
Hello.
It away.
Hi.
God damn it. That was awkward to look at and listen to.
The real struggle is she's trying to remember his name.
People are paying
for this.
They were paying for this.
I won't say anything.
Oh, Jesus.
It was me.
Adrian, known dreamer.
Known dreamer?
Known dreamer.
What a disaster to end the game.
What?
She got it right.
Okay, one last one because he ruined it.
Thank you. We can't
that
end
was
on
my
that.
Goal.
Rob's faded the music in and out 4 times already.
I don't have headphones.
All right, one more. Let's go.
Okay, last one, I promise.
Anchor.
Snapchat is too hard.
Snapchat.
Adrian Garcia.
Got it.
All right.
There we go.
Yay.
Bitch.
Whoa. Dude, I just saved you with your neighbor.
Oh,
what's happening
game.
Next? Dotson, what's next? What's on the docket?
Yeah.
Speaking of social media, and since we have been looking at all of our Facebook posts, I heard a lot on the internet about people doing these like social media cleanses where they stop doing social media just to avoid all of the drama that
Call
comes with
job.
It. So I want to know, how long do you think you guys could survive without social media, and would it have a real impact on your life?
Hell yeah. You see all these articles about how you know, constantly checking social media actually makes you depressed. So I think it would actually be healthy. How long could I do it for? Probably a week before I would need to see what others are doing. But I think it would be beneficial to stop checking social media on such a constant basis.
I have a quick question. Does YouTube count as social media?
I don't think so.
Okay, if it doesn't count, then I could go for a while because I don't really watch much TV. I just watch a lot of YouTube and stuff. But I agree with Adrian that like everybody puts their best foot forward on social media.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're having a bad day, it could be rough being able to see everybody else being successful. Dude. And maybe you're not feeling so hot.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for
Story
the right
of my
answer.
Life, man.
What about you?
Yeah, what about Kylo?
I deleted my Twitter.
Oh, so he went on the cleanse.
I did the cleanse, and it wasn't...
Ooh.
How much weight did you lose?
Finally
a
hit.
A lot. No, I'm just kidding. I think... I don't know. It was hard for the first few days. Like, I don't have Snapchat. I have the Snapchat account and, like, Instagram account, but I deleted the apps.
So you're still cleansed?
Yeah. Oh, I've been doing it.
Still,
yeah. I've had
going with
yeah,
it. Sticking
I've been
it.
Done with it for months now. I don't miss it that much. Like, I have Facebook, but that's mainly because a lot of clubs and stuff use it as a chat type thing, so I have to stick with it.
Amazing okay, but if you testimony. Don't accept Amazing my Facebook request, kind of, I will find you.
What kind of clubs are you talking about?
Like, I do like a sketch comedy club, and like a lot cool. of stuff is facilitated Aww. Through this page.
What's
and, like,
the name of the group?
Seeing You Tonight.
Okay.
Original.
That's very okay. hilarious.
They put my face on the shirt. I'm going to wear it in one of these days.
They think it was Kylo Ren?
No. I walked in. Someone said, send me a picture of your face. And I was like, all right, that's weird. So I walked in to the room. We were going to schedule.
And he said, Pony, I really don't feel comfortable doing that yet. We just got
Yeah, so.
I don't think.
A weird insight.
But For the most part, the cleanse is nice. Like, the first few days, I was, like, fidgety. But after that, like, I don't miss it that much, to be honest with you.
A little withdrawal from
social
media.
But I don't know. I think it's worth a try. If not everything, maybe just a couple things. Like, I wasn't having fun with Snapchat or Twitter anymore. It wasn't even that it was politicized or that there was drama going around. It's just I just wasn't having fun with it. I wasn't getting enjoyment from it anymore. And it was taking a lot of time out of my day and making me procrastinate. So I said, you know what? Screw it. Let's just cut this out and see what happens. And it's worked out great so far.
See, I don't think I could do it because, and this sounds like a total millennial move, and we've talked about it in a lot of my classes, but I use social media as my hub for news. Now, mainly Twitter. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that I get my news from what other people share, per se. I get my news from the sources that I've chosen, but it's like a one-stop shop for places like WTOP and CNN and ESPN and the Washington Post. I follow all those accounts, and then I can get all the articles right there on my social media. Now, I'm not going to pretend that that's all I use social media for. I use it to make a lot of puns and interact with my friends and try and give myself like validation. But I'd say that would be the biggest thing for me is I would kind of be lost with what's going on in the world because I have that one-stop shop of all my news sources on my Facebook and Twitter feed.
I have a question for you, Dotson. If you could have that capability with Facebook of having it where it's your news hub, but without the social media aspect, how long do you think that you could last?
News hub without Rob Spiewak is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Because with social media, you get out of it what you want to get out of it. If you want to, you know, keep in touch with your, I mean, that's what older people do with their Facebook. They keep in touch with their younger, you know, family members.
Yeah.
They keep in touch with their grandkids. They keep in touch with what their children are doing. I mean, we're in a, like, I wouldn't say we're in media, but, you know, we're in a, excuse me. We're in a situation where we have to see all these sports, you know, entertainment. So we're going to follow a lot of that stuff. You get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
You do?
more or less. I'm making really focused eye contact with them, and I think that helps.
That helps a lot.
Well, it's interesting.
Believe me.
You referenced, you know, being friends with family members, and this is something that I haven't heard discussed anywhere else, just amongst people like our age. There's kind of a meme going around where it's Facebook versus Twitter, where someone can sort of be two different people on Facebook versus Twitter.
Hell
and
yeah.
Everyone around the room is nodding. Ashley is going to give herself neck problems.
I thought that was a seizure. So
and I will also agree that I think I'm a different person on Facebook than I am on Twitter because Twitter is such just a stream of consciousness. And I also follow different things on Twitter than I do on Facebook. And so, Ashley, like elaborate why you're different on Twitter than you are on Facebook.
Okay, so on Facebook, my parents are on my Facebook account. So
mine
I have
too.
To be this like adorable person who's super nice, but then on my personal Snapchat, I'm out there like party, got the liquor bottles everywhere, like it's great.
I've gotten talks
totally
from my parents
different.
About things that listeners post on my Facebook. And I have to tell them like, "Hey, that's not me. That's what they say."
Hacked.
Yeah, that's been a especially when people make the jokes about Rob and I having sex.
I'm like, sure your parents don't appreciate those
I'm
jokes.
Like, I'm like,
that was Mom. A weird, awkward moment right there. That look between Rob and Dotson.
And they said, "You ride with him to work every day." And I said, "Tuesday, Thursday, Mom. Tuesday, Thursday." But yeah, I think I'm a little edgier on Twitter because you know Twitter. It's like a lot of my peers follow me. I'm not friends with my grandparents. I try to refrain from saying bad words on Facebook because I'm friends with my grandmother, and I think that she would frown upon me, much like she does, that I want to be in radio.
I want to be friends with your grandmother.
That's... No.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Get him out of here. That's hey. Terrible. Why?
Okay, because okay, Emmy.
I feel like she would make me cookies.
Oh Emmy.
Just Christ.
Freshly baked cookies.
You take that back.
We can share them.
Son of a bitch.
We can share
before we have
grandma.
A lawsuit. Oh. Emmy.
Yes.
What lawsuit? I'm having a
fist Do you think fight. You could last without social media?
I think I could last with everything except for Snapchat. Just Fair. Because, like, my friends will send me pictures of their cute animals and stuff and, like, cool stuff they're around, and it just feels way more personal than other social
What's
media.
What's the cutest animal, Emmy?
Oh, my God. Okay,
Otters,
so
right?
one Wait, okay. Otters? Wait, no.
Naked mole rats.
No.
Oh, so cute.
You say anything about my grandmother, I'm coming over the table.
No, I'm a big fan of, like, the fluffy dogs.
Whoa, yeah, me too. Yeah. I like fluffy dogs.
Bats are great.
I think.
Did you say bats are? Oh, that was a joke yeah. against Rob. More middle fingers.
I think that I could truly last a little bit without social media. I think a full 28 seconds. I could last without social media. I try really hard to make it through the show. That's why I run Snapchat for the show, because I can't make it.
And you're stalking me.
I start
with
going
your
through
pictures.
So did you like start a Snapchat for the show so that you could still be on social media during recording?
Actually, Oscar asked me if I would start one, and then I was just like, yes.
So that's the answer is yes to my question.
Yes.
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 She's going to start saying that we need a Pinterest for the Mike O'Mara show, too, so
we
that
do.
She can be on her
next.
Phone even more.
That's what's next.
Then
we should have a show Tinder.
Tinder.
No.
Right, no.
I'm just kidding. How would that work?
Mac, I really appreciate what? All of the over the gaming things you post. So
we
I'd like to.
Not all of us appreciate it.
Especially.
Are we still Thank on you. Facebook?
It adds to his weirdness powers. Makes him stronger
powers.
Pokemon in battle.
Yeah, what level is Mac in the arena of weirdos?
He's literally a Pokemon. Ashley well, collects him and he has powers.
The joke that I'm making, yes. What level is
it.
Mac?
Oh, I thought you meant like how crazy is he?
I mean, me and Mac got a little bit of a ways to go with the training, but I would say he's a solid level 8.
Are you saying he's good for a Padawan?
Yes.
Can you imagine playing Pokemon Go and you're just like, you're turning the corner and Mac's standing right there, just ready to be
Mac
caught?
Appeared.
Wild Mac appeared.
What are you doing here?
There's a stampede because everyone's trying to get to the Wild Mac before it gets away.
Everyone's trying to get to Mac. Man.
Mac, use Deflect.
Yeah, I think Mac's used Deflect a few times during the show.
I would say for my social media, before... I was part of the show. I could have gone without it completely. I would maybe check in it about once a month. Since I've been on the show, I have kind of become a little more narcissistic. I am going on the TMOS. Like,
you showed up with a list of reasons why you're better than one of the hosts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is past narcissistic. That's like sociopathic.
But... like, when I go on Facebook, I am sometimes just going there to look at the TMOS fan club just to see if there's any posts about me if I'm on that day.
Oh, my God.
No, come on. We all do that.
He just upgraded to a level 9.
I don't look in the fan club page saying, oh, are they mentioning Dan O'Brien? Because nobody ever mentioned me, so it's not a surprise.
That's a lie. Someone, last week, Adam answered the phone and someone asked, is this Dan O'Brien?
Yeah. That happened.
By the way, Dan, the reason that I didn't get any of you on this list was because I went through your entire Facebook history, like start to end, went through all of it, and I couldn't find anything funny.
It's just
he
really
never posted
it was
something like middle school.
All, like, I went back to like when you started. Eventually, it was like he was born, and then I was like, oh, I think I reached the end.
Remember, we got a notification from
it is confirmed
Facebook.
Dan O'Brien was born.
Thank you, Matt.
About Dan O'Brien posting something on Facebook, just because it's been so long that Facebook has to notify you that he posted something.
Diego That's and true. I both got a notification on Facebook that said Dan O'Brien, and Spiewak too, got a notification that said Dan O'Brien just updated his status, and I said, who fucking cares? Why is this a notification?
It's funny that you mention that, because the same reaction happened with my parents.
They're like, this guy, he's still around?
Yeah.
God, we sent him down to Virginia.
Everything's really nice on your Facebook page and you're a sweetheart, but there was nothing for me to take. Also, it's like mostly things that people post you in. Why?
I don't know. Now, I just don't really post that much on Facebook. I don't think that there's a lot for me to post on Facebook, honestly.
Lies.
What about what you ate for dinner last night?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Breakfast,
why don't I know
lunch.
That?
I will
excuse you.
What about your...
If he starts doing that, I don't think I'm friend with, so I'll friend him and then unfriend him. Just unfriend him.
Ooh. How about you ever post about your linebacker build?
I don't think the people on Facebook can handle that, honestly.
Yeah, like your actual peers? The people that exist outside the world of the Mike O'Mara show?
Nothing exists outside of the world of the Mike O'Mara show.
That's a good answer.
Wow. You guys were saying that I was kissing ass at the beginning of this show?
Yeah.
Jeez. Ashley's too nice for this program. She just says she has something nice to say about all of us, even Mac, especially Mac.
But I wouldn't say especially. Something. He's my strongest Pokemon, though, so.
Can you imagine being unfriended by Mac?
Oh, like, man.
Can you imagine that? I'd say thank God.
Oh.
I pray for it every
only
day.
Done
it.
Really?
I've actually only unfriended one person.
Let's talk about it.
I don't even remember. What happened? I do remember it was some guy, troll, pretty much.
What did he
from
say?
The show.
But I love trolls. Haters make you famous, dude.
I will come up. There was, when I first made my Twitter account, it was actually probably almost like 6 months ago. I wasn't a huge fan of Twitter. Still don't really use it much. But within 3 hours of me creating my Twitter account, there was already someone who was trolling me, who was hated this show in just 3 hours. And I already blocked someone.
Three hours, guys.
And no one ever heard from him again.
Can I just say how fantastically hilarious it is to me that so many people spend their time devoted to just hating the show for no reason. Like, that's what they spend their lives doing.
Yeah.
They just hate on the show.
Some people have nothing better to do.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Mac, please unfriend me on Facebook. I could do without the Zelda. No, the Zelders. That's what that
Zelda.
Game's called,
you
right?
I love that game.
I don't. I've never played Zelda before. Here's
have
the thing. Calm down.
I've never seen Mac that angry.
I tried to be friends with Mac. The first conversation I had with him was about video games because I knew he liked video games, and just still nothing. He was like really pretentious about it. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I just got a 64, and I'm playing these games, and he's just like, get this game, I'm like, oh yeah, and he says yes. Nothing else.
Speaking of Mac playing video games, we just got done with a round of Mario Kart in the back.
Really?
Yeah, it was intense.
Brought my Switch in today.
How are you guys? You brought your Switch and you were playing in the back room?
Yeah.
Rob and Pony, did you know about this?
No. Yeah. No. You're all fired.
I don't have headphones, so I didn't hear that.
What? Can we get a counter on how many things that Adrian says does not make sense in the show?
Not sticking to the wall. Not very many ones of them. But yeah, I mean, it took a little while for things to come around, but I think even doing this show with Mac, I feel better about our friendship and really friendship with most of the people in this room. I think Adrian and I, it's gone downhill. We used to be close to Mac. After doing a show with him, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is what Rob complains about.
Yeah, this is what Rob and Mike probably feel like on a daily basis.
Wait, despite the complaints, guys, what do you think that as an intern, what value do you bring to the show? If any.
Wait, what?
That
got real serious really quickly.
Yeah, just.
It's a good way to wrap it up on internal affairs. Okay. Who wants
it's
to go first?
Like a note was passed to her.
You want me to go first? Okay. I think what I bring to the show is charisma.
What does that mean?
I think I hold myself with more confidence on the microphone than most people.
Okay.
I don't address Mike sir every time. I try to talk to him as if we're working together.
So, I'm sorry, I'm trying to show some respect.
I respect Mike O'Mara more than anyone else on the planet.
Okay.
So do not try and detriment that.
Okay. I'm just saying,
I bring more confidence to the microphone than most people.
Dawson, who are you mad at? Why do you want to punch everybody today?
I don't want to punch anyone.
Who are you mad at?
I'm mad at you. Okay. I guess that wasn't the answer that Rob was looking for, but let's hear from Kylo Ren.
It's really weird that we had Dan O'Brien and Adam use the same microphone. There's at least a foot difference in height. I don't know why we did that.
To be fair, there's a foot height difference between him and anybody in here, except Rob and Pony.
Dawson probably could rival him a little.
Yeah.
I think the thing I bring to the show is
okay.
Very mellow attitude.
What I did this summer was.
Does my answer make more sense now?
I think I bring the celebrity lookalike persona to the show.
That's true.
I think that's
what the show's all missing.
I think me personally, I think that I'm just the great butt of the joke for the show.
Yeah. Good cause.
Punching bag.
Exactly.
Punching bag O'Brien.
the punching bag that you want to punch the most. Second most to Adrian.
Nah, I think I win.
Anyways, moving on.
I've been bruised 3 years.
Let's hold off on Adrian. Let Adrian go last.
Aw. I guess we should end on a high note, so. Do you see what I did there?
Very high note. Let's see. I think I brought a few different things throughout the years. I started pretty much just as grunt work with t-shirts. Then I dabbled in some video work. And I think right now I've just become the punching bag as well as Dan with a few stories in between and also the rival of Oscar Santana.
The rival of Oscar Santana.
You're the yin to his yang. Sure.
I hate to toot my own horn, but I think I bring two very important things, one of which is estrogen.
Yeah.
We need that.
It's like a sausage fest without it. Yeah.
So glad Emmy is here right now. And the other thing I bring to the show is my absolute eloquency with words.
Eloquency. Word of the day.
Yeah. Okay.
The more you know.
And Emmy.
Yeah, I think I am with Ashley and bringing in some feminine charm to the show.
Aids it.
Yeah.
Max, then, not alone.
Yeah.
Between Rude. The three of us ladies, how I just want to say it's pretty testosterone filled in this room.
You're welcome.
What?
All right. Time. Let him speak.
Oh, you're not going to end the show on me, Rob? I thought that was the bit.
We are ending the show on you.
No, I thought he was going to cut me off with like the sound, and that's going to be it.
Well, we can
what
do that
I bring
post.
To the show, I bring hard work. I bring dedication. I bring a sense of urgency. I bring so many amazing things. I bring everything to the table.
And a solid finish to a joke.
You're cute, boo-boo.
Thank you. Thanks, boo.
Well, this is obviously a fuck-up.
Oh, once again, thank you to Rob, thank you to Pony, thank you to Mike, and thank you to Oscar for letting the interns do an entire hour on the network.
They are all sick and on vacation.
I never thought it would be possible.
Why? We were ending so well!
For Emmy, for Ashley, for Mike McIntosh, for Adrian, Dan O'Brien, and Adam... This is Intern Dotson, and thank you for listening to Internal Affairs.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.